All right. We've got a big storm bearing down on Dallas-Fort Worth. The front has blown through the Metroplex. It's a winter storm warning for all of North Texas, expecting rain until about midnight, then freezing rain and sleet overnight, snow tomorrow. The schools have already been closed. Everybody's hunkering down. And joining us now on the Diamond Factory ticket hotline is the guy who's known as the world's most impressive survivalist with some tips on how to handle this winter storm. We say good morning to Tough Brittlebauer. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it. Tough Brittlebauer, you got it, yeah.
Well, welcome to the program, and what are we in for here?
Well, we're in for quite a bit, Craig, and that's why I've detailed all this in my book, Tough Brittlebauer, the world's most impressive survivalist tips. From Tough Brittlebauer, the world's most impressive survivalist. Kind of a long title.
It's a really long title.
It's really packed with all the information you need to survive an event like this. And I've been a survivalist for 20 years. I have a very successful YouTube channel, very successful practice where I move in and talk to businesses. You know, they hire me to come speak to their businesses about, you know, surviving conditions that some would consider apocalyptic. And believe me, we are up against apocalyptic conditions here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Wow.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah,
okay.
I've flown in here. I'm based out of L.A., but I flew in here to DFW to battle these apocalyptic conditions.
Well, okay. What have you survived before?
Craig, I've survived a lot. I just wrote down the names here for producer gave me. I don't know which was which. I can survive any scenario. I've survived hurricanes, tornadoes, power outages, the three Campo years, a lot of tough things. I also survived a lot of your 840 bits over the years. Good Lord, you guys have a lot of flimsy premises. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, from time to time, I guess we do.
You know, but I routinely go through what I call strengthening exercises in which I pick a scenario. I basically throw a few variables into a hat and pull them out and then construct a survivalist scenario out of them. Just last week, I was buried under a foot of ice with only a magazine and a Twix bar to rescue myself with. Got out of that. Been suspended over a lava pit with only raw steak and a generator. You don't think that thing was hard, holding that thing the whole time, suspended over a lava pit?
Yeah,
sounds
imagine.
Impossible.
It was tough. It was tough, but I made it. We're going to have some icy conditions here, folks. Get ready for it. We have not had icy conditions like this in DFW since Gene saw those pictures of Jerry in the restroom of an Ocean Prime steak restaurant. But
that was pretty icy, all
very
right.
Very icy, very icy. The important thing to remember is that if you lose power, you got to have a heat source. You got to have a heat source in order to keep yourself and your family alive in case the power goes out. And that's
right.
Why I recommend an electric blanket. It's a great way to stay warm.
Well, wait a minute, that's not going to work if the power is out.
Good point. I'll be revising my book a little bit later today. Also, I recommend that everyone build a safe room made of all metal with some sort of iron that can keep away nuclear fallout, radiation, that sort of thing. You need something, a safe room that can survive a nuclear blast. Of course, it won't survive an arguing couple that's locked in there together.
Yeah, and we don't have time. I mean, the storm's going to be here later today, so.
That's true. That's a good point. But if you do have time, make sure you build a safe room, and as I recommend, build a his and her safe room, you know, just to keep you from destroying yourself in the event of
right.
A nuclear blast. Might want to go ahead and put them right next to each other and create a glory hole, but
jeez,
quite a tip.
So you think
also I know that what is it? I wrote this down. It starts with a G. What's the other name? Not
George.
Craig, but George.
Yeah, go ahead.
George, you're probably wondering about how you get air in your home, warm air in your home, if you do lose power and you don't have a heat source. Well, I recommend that if you have a generator and you have a television and you have a heater, you know, what you do is you plug the television into the generator, turn on the Dr. Oz show to get some real hot air in your living room.
That would deliver it, boy. I'm with you there.
That guy produces more hot air than any heater or flamethrower ever could.
I'm with you on that one.
You are. You hate Dr. Oz as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a bunch of hot air. That's for sure.
I hear you. I hear you. Also, make sure that you're watching out for random dog attacks, because after things go into whiteout conditions and we're in the apocalyptic snowscape, you're going to see a lot more roving bands of dogs attacking people.
Wow.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's why, like, right now I'm in a toughening exercise. I've got a pit bull hanging off my nuts right now just to kind of strengthen my
Wow, you can never
Boy, you
tell.
Are tough.
You're amazing.
Toughening up my nuts for dog attacks right now.
Are you just getting over a cold? Your voice is really gravelly and...
Well, you didn't hear me. I told you I was just locked under ice, a foot of ice for all last week.
Yeah, I guess that would do it.
Yeah, I've got a cold, and I have a touch of the COVID.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they actually use me. I've actually invited science to inject me with the latest COVID that they're developing right now, just to toughen myself up against that right
now.
Yeah,
because you know you can survive that.
Yeah, I can survive that. I can survive anything, but I do wish you well. I'm staying at the top floor of the W if you guys want to come by and see me during this.
It's right across the street.
You're really roughing it.
Yeah, really roughing it up there, but I do appreciate being on. Can I once again promote my book before I go?
Sure.
Okay.
It's Tough Brittle Bowers, World's Most Impressive Survivalist. Survivalist Tips from Tough Brittle Howard, the World's Most Impressive Survivalist.
I got it.
Okay, we got it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good luck
Appreciate
with the book.
It.
Yeah, and good luck with the storm, too.
All right. There he goes. You.
Whoa, what was that at the end there? That's Tough Brittle Bowers, survivalist, with us here on The Ticket.